Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to lead off by speaking to... he runs a place called Combat Speed LLC. And that would be Super Dave Harrington. How you doing, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I had a moment yesterday. I spoke to you on the phone before the moment happened, and I was saving that for this because it was quite the moment. So,
wow, what happened?
I go to the Wing Chun class, and I've told you that the ready position, the way you line right. up your hands and everything, is sort of like the gun ready position. Well, you know, the whole thing about if you're drawing your weapon and you're getting off the line, getting off the X and everything else, that's exactly the way the footwork works as well.
Right.
And it literally, and the thing you're doing is that you're trying not to blade yourself, you know, it's like angling yourself when you're doing this, trying to give a front to where once you do commit that you're real close and everything else. You know, I just had one of those moments. I was just sitting there, that light go blink, went off. Good times.
Good times. It's always, you know, when you have those, you know, learning moments, they're excellent. You know, when you're able to connect the dots and see the value in what you're doing.
So let's talk about
this, man. I got to.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I want to
surprise for you, man.
Tell me the surprise.
Now this is happening as we speak. If it has not already happened, Pete Bai Jr. of Defiant Munitions has released a new cartridge that is identified, one, by the type of holocoin it is, TCX-SDH for Super Dave Harrington. It's a collaborative. It's a cartridge that we produce on a collaborative think tank level. And the purpose behind the cartridge itself is to, it's a 9mm cartridge.
Of course.
It's a solid copper, 125 grain TCX hollow point, which is a six petal hollow point, and it has a boat tail, and it's loaded at plus P performance levels. You get 1372 feet per second out of a 10-inch pistol caliber carbine barrel, and out of a G17 4.49 inch barrel, you can get 12.5. All the loads that Pete has tested so far come in at, now, oh, got ahead of myself, he's using a proprietary plus P case with a CCI 500 primer, and for the most part, we haven't really measured the accuracy hardcore, but the accuracy we're receiving just from performance test level is off chart compared to what's available in that type of cartridge. And the purpose behind developing the cartridge in the first place was to extend the range of the 9mm period. And I'm not talking just being able to hit, but I'm talking about terminal performance at distance, you know, what would the ideal bullet weight be, the ideal bullet weight and velocity to drive it at, to include the bullet design, to ensure maximum terminal ballistics at distance. And we dictated that initial distance being 100 yards. So that's what all of our testing has been done at, and it's really, there's nothing out there that compares to this cartridge.
Well, now the
private is work ammo.
Yeah, when you say work ammo, is something you would carry when you go out the door, not when you're training.
Right. This is not training ammo. This is work ammo. What right. I would describe as work ammo. So if you're serious about your work ammo, you got to check this out.
Well, I mean, the thing about that, though, when you're using a copper round, my understanding with copper rounds is that they do not fragment. So if you're shooting at somebody behind a windshield, my understanding about the copper...
They're more likely to retain their weight, yes.
Yes. Are they more likely... Because they retain their weight, does that mean they retain their trajectory as they go through the windshield?
Sure.
So... This would actually be.
It can, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But it depends on, you know, that all depends on velocity and, you know, those types of things. But the cool thing about the cartridge is, there is no, you know, we didn't designate it as like pistol caliber carbine cartridge or a pistol caliber, pistol. You know, it's just pistol ammo. You can
right.
fire it. Through either or both, and you're going to get maximum performance out of either. You know, whether you're firing a pistol caliber carbine or, you know, whatever flavor of combat handgun today, modern combat handgun pistol today.
Well, I mean, the reason I was asking you about that is I just think about that terrorist attack in Nice, France, where the guy had to pick the big truck. And he ran over all those people. Somebody with ammo like that in a gun that had that sort of a round in it would actually stand a fighting chance about trying to take them out as they're driving that truck, wouldn't they?
Very possible, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd certainly be better off being armed with this cartridge versus, like, a training ammo ball-type projectile.
Right.
But it's funny that you bring that up because I have a batch on its way to me as we speak, and I plan to do some barrier penetration testing with it and check that out, see what can or cannot be accomplished. Because it is it's a hot load, and the bullet design is sweet.
Well, we'll have to talk offline about that. That might be something I need to be carrying in my gun. So we'll have to have
right.
a little chat about that. But I look forward to this test with you. Because, I mean, your training, based upon what I've seen on video, I don't know about some of the classes you teach, but it seems like your training is actually more geared towards actual gunfighting versus competing. I know you do compete, but seems like what you're
right,
teaching.
Well, I've always considered myself a work shooter because it's pretty much the environment I came up in.
Right.
I have shot competitively, and did extremely well there for a period of time back in the day in my youth.
Well, how about you? Hold right there. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear more about the ammo. Then I want to talk about that. And that's interesting about the ammo because of where I was going to take you today. So this is an interesting thing. Interesting thing. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. That is his website. If you're looking to take a class, line up a class, see where he's going to be giving a class, that's where you got to go. And everybody out there should be trying to take a Super Dave class. Everybody out there should be trying to take a Super Dave class. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Knights Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. He's just come out with a new ammunition collaboration. And who is this with again?
Missions.
Right. One more time. Peter, you weren't turned up. Okay, so that was Peter Pye Jr. That was, who was that? That was the guys that made the Glazer safety slugs and everything, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
That was his father, Peter Pye Sr., of Corbon Ammunition.
Corbon. So now they've started another ammunition project, ammunition company, I guess, and they've done a little.
Pete Senior has retired, and Pete Junior started his own company, Defiant Munitions. And of course, I've known Pete for quite some time, and Pete Junior, you know, for a very long time, kind of watched him grow up, so to speak.
Right.
And we've always kept in touch, and we've been bouncing this cartridge idea around for quite a while. You know, we just didn't, you know, sit down and cook it up. But it's taken it a while to come to fruition to this, or to the point where it's available. And I'm real excited about it. You know, like I said, I've got some in route for me as we speak.
Right.
And I'll get out in the next couple of days and do some accuracy and air penetration work with it and see what happens.
I got a few thoughts on that myself. Now, let me ask you a question. I know what your rig consists of as far as your what you carry on your belt, your spare magazines, your primary weapon, your day-to-day as you go about. I have never asked you, or if I have, I've forgotten about asking you, what other things do you carry on you? Why do you carry them on you? As part of your, I guess, your everyday carry, your EDC.
Right.
So
I have, I normally have two blades. I have a Gambit style blade, but I also have a utility knife. Just a simple butt reed blade pocket knife.
Right.
For, you know, doing administrative type stuff.
Yes.
But lights. I have, you know, a primary weapons light to attach if I need to. I have a handheld for general purpose. And then on my keys, I have a Surefire, you know, it's about the size of a key fob.
Right.
Chargeable light. I forget what they call it, man. That about covers down on it. And of course my phone, you know, people don't necessarily, you know, go without their phone today. I mean, I can't hard to imagine who doesn't have a phone today.
It's a different world, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, but something that you might want to, keep in mind is, maybe having a backup SIM card for your phone. Just in the event you may need one.
But well, now the other, okay, so let's examine that one. Okay. So with a backup SIM card, the only reason that you would have a backup SIM card, in my opinion, is if you need to stop being monitored. Is that what you're referencing?
Dude, I don't know tech stuff. I don't. I'm not even going to pretend like I do.
Right.
I was told by the Verizon people, you know, I asked them if I wanted to make sure that I always had comms, what do I need to do other than just have my phone? And he set a backup SIM card, so
okay.
I got one.
I will look into that. How do you carry that? Where do you carry that? Because that's awful small.
Yeah, it's waterproof in my camera bag. Keep it in waterproof in my camera bag. Because I normally keep my camera gear with me now. Pretty tricky, but I've gotten that habit.
Well, I carry a camera everywhere I go.
In one bag.
Right, okay. That's smart. So when you're out there, right, and you're... doing your stuff and everything else. You're carrying your primary weapon. You've got seven magazines with that on your daily carry. And do you not carry any extra besides that seven in your bag? Do you have anything extra about that?
Well, if I'm, it depends on how I'm traveling.
Right.
If I have, if the environment or the circumstances support, you know, having like a 3-day pack or something like that, yeah, sure, maybe I'll have, you know, 4 or 5 extra mags, you know, like Alamo mags, like maybe 4 or 5 33 rounders.
Okay.
Why not?
See, indeed.
What people don't put together is, you know, if I were to say, yeah, 4 or 5 33 rounders, somebody out there is automatically doing the math. Well, that weighs X number of pounds.
Sure.
You know, and ounces are ounces and pounds are pain. I get that. But if you're willing, if you think the circumstances may require that, then that's the requirement. You have to support the requirement. You determine
right.
what that is.
Right.
So it should be a, from a position of confidence and not being concerned about how comfortable you're going to be. You know what I mean? If you're going to be comfortable, don't take anything.
And then you'll be, then you'll get that nice, the big sleep, won't you? You'll be constantly comfortable.
I guess, yeah. I don't get it. But it's not about being comfortable. It's about being confident that you can work your way out of any possible situation based on, you know, your threat assessment. You know, I don't just haphazardly go about carrying guns and gear for no reason.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's out.
I totally know what you mean. I was curious about that because I've never asked that. Because now we'll get into, in the next segment, we'll get into the whole crux of why I ask that. Because
all right, cool.
But although I am going to... just be advised that I'm very curious as to what kind of camera stuff you carry as well. So be advised that's coming up in the next segment as well. Super Dave on social media, on Instagram, he is SDave_Harrington. On Facebook, he is either Dave Harrington or Super Dave Harrington, depending on which flavor you're looking for. And on YouTube, he is Super Dave Harrington. And there's no telling what you'll get on any of those. You might get a guitar riff. You might get an impromptu seminar. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is on the rise in August. The Consumer Confidence's Consumer Board Index gained nearly 8 points after falling for 3 straight months. The board's Lynn Franco noting easing gas prices helped boost the short-term outlook for many Americans. He noted purchasing intentions for cars, homes, and major appliances all increased after July's pullback. Americans are still split on calling the Afghanistan war a mistake. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which found 50% believe sending troops to the nation was a mistake, However, 46% don't share that view, as the survey comes out 1 year after America ended the two-decade-long war. Pope Francis is once again calling out Russia as the aggressor in its unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News. An FBI agent's actions have caused him to be relieved of his duties.
Timothy Tebow, a senior FBI agent at the Washington field office, is out of a job after decades at the FBI. Mr. Tebow is facing intense scrutiny over allegations he helped shield President Biden during his 2020 presidential campaign. Tebow allegedly killed off a criminal investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop evidence 1 month before the November 2020 election. That's according to Senator Grassley's whistleblower at the FBI. FBI Director Christopher Wray on his agent's actions.
I found it deeply troubling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Airbnb says Columbus, Ohio is the top trending destination for Labor Day weekend. Columbus was selected after Airbnb looked at reservations made by U.S. travelers from January 1st to June 31st for September 2nd through the 5th check-ins. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. What kind of camera stuff do you carry around with you?
Oh, man. Well, of course, you know, the phone. But the I've got a Sony 4K video camera that I purchased some time ago. It's you know, it's got all your requisite bells and whistle,
right? Little camcorder.
I've never used it.
So is that is it a AX53 by chance?
Oh, you're gonna make me look, aren't you?
If you don't know, that's fine. I mean, I have a Sony AX53 pointing at me right now. It's not actually recording.
I'm not a tech guy.
Okay.
I'm not a tech guy, but if money means anything, it was like $1,500.
Well, you might have a better one than the AX53.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a really good one. I asked a friend of mine, you know, a tech buddy of mine, I need a good camera for shooting video. What do I need to get? And he told me, and that's what I went and got.
Okay.
So, and he programmed it, and all I do is point and shoot.
Right.
You know, I turn it on, turn it off. I know how to transfer files and stuff like that, but taking advantage of what that camera can actually do, I have no clue.
Well, I think filming the shooting is actually a good thing. It's like filming any other athletic endeavor. You can sit back and look at what you were doing and try to figure out. I like to film in slow motion and look at my hands, although...
Oh, yeah, it's an excellent self-analytical tool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Plus, there's no telling what you'll get to video when you're out there. Videoing is... I wish that I had been into video when I was a much younger man. Because there's no telling how much stuff I would have built up now, but I probably have about 15 terabytes of video footage already.
Wow.
In the short period of time that I've got. I do have a camera like that. I don't know which one you have. I would be interested to know, though. But I'm just curious about that because...
Off the next break.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about when you are out and about. So if you are driving around in your regular vehicle, but you're in town, when you get all out of your vehicle, do you grab your tech bag and that goes with you in addition to everything that's around your waist?
If I'm just, like, in town?
Yes, sir.
No.
No.
No. What I have, you know, like my EDC is... plenty. If I'm in town or out and about and around, whatever. When I'm road tripping, I'll keep like a sport bag, you know, like a little 3-8 pack.
Right.
You know, like when you stop at out of these remote fuel stations and, you know, you're going to go inside, whatever, just throw it on your back and go in there, take care of business, come out. Bag goes on the back seat, you go on your way. You know, you bring up a good point about managing your gear.
Yeah.
How are you going to do it? You got to think these things through. If the bottom line is, when I'm road tripping, I always take into consideration, I'm in Indian country. When I'm not in my vehicle, I am on my own. You understand what I mean? I can't rely on what's in my vehicle because I'm not in it.
Right.
Best case scenario, I may have to fight my way to it.
Sure.
But if I'm not in my vehicle, you know, I don't own it. So when I'm road tripping, I have what I need with me. From the standpoint of breaking contact with my vehicle. Because, you know, my vehicle is my lifeline. It's, you know, your vehicle is can be a lot of things. It can be anything that you want it to be. But what your vehicle primarily provides is security. Security and mobility.
Right.
So, you never want to lose those two things.
Right. So, we'll talk about my stuff here in just a second. I guess my question now becomes, given what you know about the way things work in the world, the way things work in the world, certain terrorist acts that have occurred, like in Paris,
right,
where they just went, they just, you know, seemed to... They got together and they knew what they were going to do. They were pre-coordinated, ready to go. They got their guns through the underground and everything else. Given what you know about that, where it could happen in any city that anybody might be in, that's why I take it you carry the kind of stuff you carry, because you do know about that kind of stuff and how it happens and how it can happen anywhere.
Correct. I'm not prepared. Well, that didn't even come out right. I'm not... You could say I'm overly prepared for your average criminal. But I'm prepared for your not average, your above average criminal. Your organized criminal.
Right.
That can happen on a lot of different levels. But it's just, you know, what are you used to? What do you know? What are you used to? You know, a lot of people aren't used to spending time in the African bush on your own. You're it, tag. And you have to, you know, provide security for yourself. It's not an easy thing to do. Even as a two-man element, not an easy thing to do. And your vehicle is your lifeline to civilization. I've spent many, many months under those circumstances. So, you know, me having a truck gun, a 3-day war bag, stuff like that, that is normal to me. Well, it's not going to be normal for your average bear that's just trying to, you know, come up to speed on, you know, warfare in all of its forms and how to be prepared for it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not an easy thing to do. There's a lot of moving parts. So, you know, the best thing, you know, the average bear can do is do their homework. Don't be in a rush to get out there and spend your money. But if you're going to spend your money, spend it and treat it like it's life support equipment, because that's exactly what it is. Get the most quality that you can afford. So, there, you know, there's many different aspects of what we're actually talking about, which is as simple as being prepared and being as prepared as you can be. Well, let's take a look at a couple of other items in your gear. What do you have for comms? Yeah, we talked about the phone and the backup SIM card, but what do you have for, do you have any walkie-talkies or quick way to, pass out some comms to at least your loved ones so you can keep them posted where you're at, what you're doing?
I'll tell you what I got into. I ordered a couple of these the other week. I know it's the cheapest thing I could possibly have gotten. I'm pretty sure it is as reliable as it is expensive, but it we'll talk about that when we get back. I want your impression of this, and if that's something that you've looked at. Super Dave, of course, Super Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. He is a recognized instructor who does everything from product development to hosting a TV show to everything in between. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we were talking about what he carries on a regular basis and the stuff that he throws in his go-hickle locally. Now, if you're not local, how and you go to the 3-day pack scenario, like what are you looking at in the 3-day pack? Because I want you to tell me this in enough time to where I can make a tell you what I'm trying to put together.
Okay, well mine's real simple. I'm certainly going to have additional reserve ammunition. And it's going to be a balance of reserve ammunition, food, and water. Period. And, you know, probably some wet gear, depending on if I'm not already wearing it. There should be some warm gear or some dry gear in the bag as well. And that's pretty much it. Because when you have to break contact, what are you going to need? You're going to need food and water first.
Yep.
You have to find shelter and then figure out how to get your butt out of trouble.
Right.
What you're going to have to do. Toms. What kind of Tom? You know, but if you're going to rely on your cell phone, that's fine. But you got to remember, if it's important enough to have one, you should probably have two. So I would have at least, like, you know, a multi-channel
walkie-talkie.
A walkie-talkie type CB.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Let me tell you what I got, and you tell me what you think about this. Now, when I was in the military in the 80s, we did not, we were, I guess we were just going to lose our hearing.
Right.
Because we didn't worry about ear pro. If we were the radio guy, it was a handheld mic, and when we were getting communications, everybody could hear what we were doing. And they, you know, as they started figuring out these close contact units, and they started going to bone conducting mics and all these other things, it began to advance a little bit as I was there. But what I've done is I've got these electronic ear pro that amplify all the sound except the sound of a weapon, right? So I'm saving my ears with that. They make a 22-channel walkie-talkie that will clip onto that you can then talk to somebody else on said, you know, if somebody else has got the same sort of ear pro that you've got, and I guess the same kind of walkie-talkie. I also have Baofeng, just regular walkie-talkies, not the ham radios, but just a regular multi-channel walkie-talkie for that I could carry a few of those and give those out if I had to. And, of course, the phone. And I know that, like, the one I'm using is the Walker brand. It's not the Peltor brand.
Right.
I don't want to pay for the Peltor brand, to be honest with you. What is that, like $200 for a set of ear pro that I won't use that often?
You can throw money at it all day long.
Yeah.
On the tech side of it.
Right.
That's why I always recommend people to buy, you know, treat it as life support equipment.
Right.
But buy the best you can afford.
As far as a pack, right now, I have three packs. I've got one by Mean Gene Leather, or not Mean Gene Leather, but what used to be HSGI, which I don't like it because it just seems like it'd be more painful to wear it. I've got a gigantic Army ruck with a frame and everything else, and I've got a Vertex bag, the Gamut.
Yeah.
And that's the one I was thinking about loading, but what one of the things I'm going to throw into it is a very bare bones chest rig that's already got the ammo in it and a blowout kit in it. So that'll fold up and make a nice little, you know, little pile in the top of it. And as far as the rest of it's concerned, two or three MREs, a couple of water bottles on the outside of the pack, some rain gear like you were talking about, and a reload for the chest rig, which would be four rifle mags and two pistol mags.
Right.
Additional ammo for that one side. And I'm able to do that because one of my sponsors, I've been sitting here with this 300 Blackout truck gun that just got built for me by Spikes Tactical.
Right.
Love the gun. Couldn't find no ammo to save my life. One of my sponsors calls me up and says, come on over here and look at this. And I went there and he had 800 rounds of 147 grain supersonic 300 Blackout, which is just poison if you have to let it go at somebody. And he said, that's for you.
Wow.
So now I have some ammo that I can load some extra mags into it. I had the five mags that I hit. Now I can have spares. So that makes it more of a reliable gun and everything else. And, I mean, beyond food, water, rain gear.
And comms.
You don't think about stuff like tarps or sleeping bags or any of that other stuff. Is that just too much to, I mean, then you're talking about, you're talking about a gigantic pack, aren't you?
Exactly. You know, what? Now, there's nothing wrong with having that stuff in your vehicle, but you got to think in terms of breaking contact, whether you do it by choice or you're forced to break contact with your vehicle.
Right.
You know, basically, you've got what you've got. So, you know, there's nothing to say you can't make your way back to your vehicle to have access to additional gear, but you've got to consider how much gear is it going to take to compromise your mobility. Because if you take it with you, you have to carry it,
right?
Unless you plan on ditching it. But
well, that's the reason I like the Gamut backpack, because if I, as I'm drinking water, the pack gets light. I'll have two water bottles on the outside of it. When I pull the chest rig out of the top of it, it gets lighter. It's not a really big bag, per se.
You're talking about the bag being lighter, but you take the, for example, you take the chest rig out and put it on, you're still carrying the weight. Yeah, the bag might not weigh as much, but you're still carrying the gear. So you can't look at it like that. You see what I mean?
I do. But I mean,
you've got to look at the weight in its totality.
Well, that it's distributing on me now a different way. So,
exactly.
You know, it's been a while since I actually played that game and got out there. I need to run a couple of drills on that. I think the other thing we probably need to think about adding to that is, battery banks. What do you think? Battery bank for your phone?
Sure. Why not? That's kind of would be a breakdown in the comms package.
Right.
You know what I mean? What are you doing for batteries? Do you need chargers? Do you need cables? Do you have them? Blah, blah, blah. But yes.
We could go on and on about this. I need to, when we finally get together after everything is done and you're absolutely super Dave, or maybe while you're recovering, We need to do some get home bags. If I can only imagine
recovering from what?
Your shoulder thing?
Oh, newsflash. My shoulder surgery is canceled because my heart is back in AFib.
Well, I know that it was back in AFib, but I mean, sooner or later you're going to.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're about to run out of time. I look forward to doing that. I appreciate this stuff because this is something I never thought about. Because is it fair to say that Spec Ops tries to travel as light as they can?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
As light as humanly possible. It's an amazing environment when you're going to be in a truly austere environment.
Yep.
And have to rely only on what you are capable of carrying. Of course, always looking for a water source.
Always. Or I think one other thing I might throw into this that I haven't got yet is one of those water bags that has a filter on it that I can fill it up with whatever and then fill up my water bottles with filtered water.
Right. Right.
So I'm looking at that, too. But anyway, I just wanted to bounce that off of you. As usual, thank you very much for joining me today. It's always informative.
No worries. Thank you, Mr. Bill.
I want to talk to you about the Peter Pye ammo, but we'll do that offline. Anyway, I will talk to you soon. And you keep the shiny side up, young fella.
Roger that. You take care.
Out. Roger that. Hour number two is inbound. That's just going to be me and you. Hour number three is going to be Dean. Dean Weingarten will be calling in, and we'll go from there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.